Hello, my name is Jenny Gray, and a very warm welcome to day 5 of our 7 days of different exercise ideas. Each day we have been concentrating on a specific area of the body, so that by day 7 we will have worked through the whole body and really be able to start feeling the benefits of repeating exercises to help maintain mobility and flexibility in our joints. As I've said each day, I am going to do my very best to explain each exercise, and I'll describe what you should be doing and, importantly, how it should be feeling as we go along. However, as we're not in a room where I can watch you and check for any movement mistakes, I'm relying on you to make sure that every movement is safe and pain-free. If at any time you feel any unusual pain or discomfort, then you must stop the exercise. Stay sitting in your chair and rejoin us when you feel able. All the exercises you do at your own volition, we cannot be responsible for any misinterpretations of any exercises. I do so wish I could see you, but I will be with you every step of the way and guide you with descriptions that will hopefully be as clear as if I was standing right in front of you. Today we're going to be concentrating on the knees and thighs. Our thigh muscles are the largest muscle in the body, and if they go unused, then they lose strength very quickly. They are the muscles that help us to get up from a chair, so are hugely important. As we repeat the exercises each day, we will be teaching the muscles to respond, and we should start to notice a difference in our mobility as we exercise the various areas we have worked through before. Just like yesterday, today it is particularly important that your back is supported, as lifting your legs while sitting can put an extra strain on your lower back. So please make sure your lower back is resting against the back of your chair while your feet are flat on the ground. If you're joining us for the first time today, you may need to change to a lower chair or maybe place a pillow behind your back so that your back is supported. For those of you who've been with me for the last few days, you will have your chair all set up. Once you're sitting comfortably with your back supported and your feet flat on the ground, we will start with our deep breathing exercises, filling our lungs with air, stretching out our chests, and then exhaling and relaxing as we do. Make sure your back is nice and straight so that your chest can really expand as you breathe in. And as you exhale, keep your back in that upright position. Don't let it relax. Let's take a big deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And again, big breath in and out. Remember, keep your back straight. And big breath in and out. Now we've taken some wonderful deep breaths, we can start. Today we're going to be concentrating on our legs. So we won't be warming up the upper body as we have done for the last 4 days. We're going to move straight to our legs. Make sure your back is supported by the back of the chair while your feet are flat on the ground. Just like yesterday, I want you to slide your feet forward slightly so that you can see your toes. Good. Now, let's start by wiggling our toes. This will help get the circulation right down to the tips. Once you've given them a few good wiggles, keep the heels firmly on the ground and tap your toes, both feet together. This is not only increasing the blood flow to your feet, but it's also starting to warm your ankle joints. And now lift the toes up 1 foot off the ground, keeping your heels still on the ground. Try and flex your foot as far as you can. Bring it back down to the ground and lift the toes of the other foot up as high as you can, keeping the heel firmly on the ground. And change foot again. Up and down. Up and down. Keep alternating feet and up and down. Feel the muscle in the front of your leg really working. Let's do a couple more. Up and down. Up and down. This muscle is the one that helps the heel to toe motion when walking, which is so important and which I'll tell you about in day 7. Now, let's bend our ankle joint in the other direction. Slide your feet back so they're directly under your knees. Keep your toes on the ground this time and let's raise both heels off the ground, up on tiptoes. Both feet together, lift the heels up and back down. And up and down. Keep going. Can you feel your calf muscles working? A couple more lifts up and back down. Our ankle should be warmed up and ready for the next exercise, which is to rotate each foot. Make sure your back is well supported as you lift one foot gently off the ground, just high enough to be able to rotate your foot whilst keeping your knee bent and your lower leg still. Now imagine you have a pen attached to your toes and you're drawing a circle with the pen. Round you go in one direction. Good. And now change direction and draw circles in the other direction. Round and round. And place your foot slowly back on the ground. Great. Let's do exactly the same with the other foot. Gently lift it off the ground. Rotate it in one direction, drawing a circle with our toes. And now let's change direction and rotate it the other way, making sure we're drawing circles with our toes again, round and round, and now place it gently back on the ground. We're now ready to exercise our knees and thighs. It's important with leg exercises that you only raise one leg at a time. Otherwise, you're putting too much strain on your lower back. So with your feet on the ground, still directly under your knees, so that your lower legs are at right angles to your thighs, I want you to imagine you have a football in front of you and you're trying to kick it. So one foot at a time, swing out to kick the ball, then back to the ground again. Change legs, swing the other leg. The movement is a swing involving your knee. Place your hands on your knees so you can feel them working. And let's do a few swings, changing feet each time. Swing out and back, out and back, out and back. Keep going. You don't have to kick high. You're just working your knee joint. Last two, out and back, out and back. The next exercise combines the thigh muscles and the hip. So make sure your movements are slow and gentle and keep your tummy muscles as tight as you can. Keep your hands resting on your knees. Raise one foot off the ground, toes pointing upwards. Try and straighten that leg. Now, bend the knee and slowly lower the foot back to the ground. Change feet. Raise your second foot slowly off the ground. Try and straighten the knee. Now bend it and gently place it back on the ground. Are you remembering to keep your tummy muscles tight? And again, let's lift that first foot up, straighten the knee. Now bend it slowly and place it back down and change legs. Lift the foot up, straighten the knee, bend it and slowly place it back down. Last time on each side, gently lift the foot upwards, straighten the knee. Now bend it and bring your foot slowly back and change legs. Lift the foot up, straighten the knee, bend it and slowly place your foot back. Fantastic. Only one more exercise today. I want you to imagine you're climbing the stairs. Keep your knees bent and lift one foot up as high as comfortable and I'll place it back down. Now lift the other foot up and bring it back down. Change feet each time, up and down, up and down. Be aware as you place one foot on the ground that you don't drop it down, but place it gently. In other words, control the placing down of your foot as much as the lifting up of it. Okay, let's keep climbing. See if you can lift those feet a little higher, up and down, up and down. It's a big flight of stairs. We can do it. Keep climbing the stairs and remember, lift those legs as high as you can. And we've made it to the top. Really well done. Today we've worked hard on our legs and really got our circulation going. Remember to take some big deep breaths between exercises, both to relax you, but also as you increase your circulation, you're allowing more oxygen into all the areas of your body. I really pray today that God surrounds you with his love and comfort and fills each one of you with his unsurpassing peace and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.